wild heart in a wild world. The innocent eyes of a little girl. Wild spirit in a wild dream. Passing through this world alone. A wild river rolling to the restless sea. A white cloud moving silently. A silver moon shining through, shining on me and you, me and you. Where we're bound, nobody knows. And we're too far gone to take it easy. Feel the grass beneath our feet as it grows. Feel the wind in our hair as it blows. We got the courage to be wrong and the strength of a rose. The strength of a rose. Wildflower in a wild wind. Wild voice singing deep within. Wild
Beloved, whenever you or Osho would talk about Zen masters and tell stories of them and their disciples, I'm overcome with emotions. Something deep inside of me is touched and I cannot help but cry. I'm eternally grateful to the many me's who have lived my past lives and laid the stepping stones for this me to sit at your feet. And to you, Master, for your love and care. Yours, Rahi. Yes. And as deeper you go, the more maybe you remember, because this is in the depth. People don't, we don't remember our past lives, because then you will go crazy then. Sometimes it happens, many stories that little children, they have remembered. They're remembering past lives now. But it's very difficult then, because it's all mixed up. It becomes very confusing for people if they remember. But as you go deeper into yourself in meditation, then this might happen, that you have glimpses that you remember if you go deeper into meditation. And in India they say, if you find yourself in satsang, then know that you have been on the path before. It's not everybody, very few people on this planet ends up in satsang. But in India, there, they, it's known that you go to satsang when you are finished with the dreams of the world, no? You had enough, you want to come back to your own true self. You want to go beyond the mind, your attachments in the world. You want to find peace. So sometimes I was thinking about that. This is how it's for hundreds or thousands of years it's been in the society, you know. But in the West, satsang is not known. Master is not known. Guru is not known. Enlightenment is not known. So of course it will become, when you open it, when you bring this to the West, Then it will be all kinds of people coming. So maybe some, or maybe even most, have something in them, but it will always be people who come total by accident, who has no idea, who is very new, green. Then you have others who remember. Maybe not remember before, but in satsang, that atmosphere again is created. And you remember something deep inside because you go coming back. The mind becomes quiet. Your senses very alert. And in that depth in your being, something is remembered. That, my God, this feels so familiar. So many of you have been on the path before in different ways of Zen masters, Zen stories, Taoists, Buddhists, Sufis, Bhaktis, monks, nuns, seeking. Otherwise, what are you doing here? It's so many interesting things in the world, you know. You can become famous. You could be somebody. You can be acknowledged. People could talk about you. No, they just talk about you. What a fool. What are they doing? And if you... by the grace of God, become enlightened, then they will really talk about you like, my God. Then you definitely will be an outsider. Because people of truth, they don't fit into the society. Because everybody lives on lies. What is false, they take to become, they think is real. And what is real, they just laugh about. Of course, it's very difficult to face the truth when you live in lies. It's shocking. So the more true you become, the more truthful you become, the more you will be judged. That's why it's a part of it that I always remind you, you have to be have a courage. Not only a courage to stand up against all the habits, all the lies, but the courage to be listening to yourself. It's much easier to follow in everybody's footsteps, in the masses. You feel safe in the masses. Like the masses, society is right, of course. That's why everybody is following in a herd. They cannot be that stupid. Yeah, I'm sorry, they are that stupid. Things go better with Coca-Cola. That is the new mantra. How dumb can you be? This is how the world we are living in. So the more intelligent you become, and the more true you become, the more you will be faced with the stupidity around you and how you've been living. You have to find your own path. You have to be able to listen to yourself and be strong enough to listen to yourself. Only then you get some kind of integrity, some presence. It's much easier to follow the masses. Beloved, whenever you or Osho talk about Zen Master and tell stories of them and the disciples, I'm overcome with emotions. Something deep inside of me is touched and I cannot help but cry. Yes, cry. Crying is always good because it goes beyond the mind. No? Not that crying, that poor me, oh. No, but crying from the depth of your being. and something is touched. And in the depth of your being, these tears and the laughter is very connected. From that space deep inside you, that crying and laughter can change all the time. You laugh and you cry. And that is very healing, unburdening. It's from your heart, from your being. Not from your ego, not from the mind. I am eternally grateful to the many me's who have lived my past lives and laid the stepping stones for this me to sit at your feet. Yes, and to you, Master, for your love and care. Yeah, and when you're tired of the seeking and roaming around, then you come to the Master. Enough is enough. No, I want peace. No, I want to stop. Most people are just slaves of their habits and society. Someone who is waking up, they become free, you know. Then, of course, the people who are slaves, they don't like that. They will judge you. Even though you put yourself in prison. But it takes little courage to leave the prison and start functioning in freedom. Only those who are intelligent and feeling their heart will be able to be free. So, since you mentioned the Zen Master, I will tell you a little story. Master Engo said, the enlightened man enjoys perfect freedom in his life, in his active life. He is like a dragon supported by deep waters, or like a tiger that commands its mountain retreat. The man who is not enlightened just drifts about in the fears and illusions of this world. He is like a goat that gets its horn caught in a fence and tries to get out. Or like a man who waits for a hare to run against a tree and stun itself. The enlightened man's words are sometimes like a lion crouched to spring, sometimes like a diamond king's treasure sword. Sometimes their effect is to shut the mouths of the world-famed ones. Sometimes it is like they simply follow the waves coming one after another. He says the enlightened man enjoys perfect freedom in this active life. Now, people get the new disease is stress, no? Burnout. The enlightened man reminds you there is another way of living. No matter what you do, it doesn't matter what you do in life. But how you are inside. That you are not identified, you are not lost in your actions. You are just a witness. That's the beauty of Zen, no? Of enlightenment. And in Zen Buddhism, they brought all the different arts, from dance to poetry to painting, to martial arts, to music, tea ceremony, flower arrangement, gardening, cooking, all was parts you can do to enlightenment, to meditation. Only thing that is needed is to be present, to be in the moment, to be exactly into what you're doing here and now. That is meditation. It's not just sitting. Yes, that can be helpful because you've been so lost in activity that you need a balance. But real meditation, real enlightenment should be untouched by anything that you do. It's just there, like an inner awareness, natural awareness. You are resting in your natural self. The enlightenment enjoys perfect freedom in active life. Very ordinary. Cooking, carrying water from the well. That's the, oh God, this, I love this saying of the Zen masters, no? The disciple come, tell me about the Buddha. I want to be enlightened also. I heard that you're a great enlightened master. But I've been watching you now. I've been hanging around here in your monastery for years. And all I see, you are just chopping wood, going to the river, catching the water. You hardly say anything to any of us. What is happening? The enlightened master said, this is enlightenment. When I'm hungry, I eat. When I'm tired, I sleep. When I want to walk, I walk. So beautiful. But the mind doesn't understand. They want techniques. Give me some techniques, some yoga posture, some mantras, some effort. The mind understands efforts. And yes, you have to do efforts, but there is a time where there is no effort also. So this is the difference between an enlightened man and an ordinary man. It's like day and night. He is like a dragon supported by deep waters, or like a tiger in his mountain retreat. How is the tiger in his mountain retreat? It's his territory. When the tiger goes to his mountain retreat, he has a cave, tiger cave there. Who can come close? It's his territory. Totally. And for the enlightenment, that's how the whole world is. Playground. There is no fear. You are totally relaxed because it's your mountain. The man who is not enlightened drifts about in the fears and illusion of this world. And that is what is normal. People are just drifting around, roaming around, lost. And it's so many things in this world. Thousands and thousands and thousands of things to get involved in and spend your whole life in. And only when you're laying on the deathbed, you wonder, my God, what did I do? The man who is not enlightened drifts about in the affairs of this world. He's like a goat that gets his horn caught in a fence. Haven't you seen the goats and the cows and like that? And for some reason, they have a nice pasture but they trying to put their head through that fence, because they always they have this saying, the grass is greener on the other side. But you are standing in the green grass. That is what the masters are reminding. It's nothing out there, it's here. No, no. In your stupidity, you're trying to squeeze yourself in, then you get caught. Caught in the illusion, caught in your head, caught in the world. And you can't get back again. It's caught you, just like a goat. Bleh. And then also, you can only eat what is there, then you're fucked on. Then it's too late. You came from the whole open field. Then how? Then they look very embarrassed. Then they cannot go back again. I have helped cows and goats like that, physically in my life. I mean, I'm helping them now also, you know. What a strange life. It is like a goat that gets its horn caught in the fence, or like a man who wants for a hare to run against a tree stump and stun itself. The man is hungry, you know. Then you sit and wait. When is a hare going to come and run? Not only a hare, how much chance is it to see a hare? Yeah, I have seen them here, but this is hare territory. But then you have to have not only a hare, but you have to have a totally dumb hare. And ordinarily, the animals are very intelligent, even more intelligent than humans, because we are misusing our intelligence. But have you ever seen a hare or a horse that runs straight into a tree? No. But have you seen humans? Yes. What happened? The crown of creation. And they are falling into the ditches. They are walking into the tree. My God, what happened? So he's saying, this is the unenlightened man. He's sitting there waiting, and nothing will ever happen. He can wait his whole life. He's never going to get fulfilled by desiring, by waiting for that. He's wasting. No hare is so dumb. Wake up. The enlightened man's words are sometimes like a lion crouched to spring. Sometimes the enlightenment is like a lion crouched to spring, totally alert. He's showing you alertness, awareness. You have to be totally present. Wake up. That's what he wants to show you. The house is burning and you're sitting and playing poker because you want some money. Maybe you win. That's stupidity. The house is burning. Wake up. Sometimes, like the diamond king's treasure sword, sometimes the enlightened man can be very sharp. Cut away your illusions, your dreams, pruning you, cutting away the sharp edges, like the diamond king's treasure sword. But this is no ordinary sword. It is just needed to get your beauty forth, your awareness forth, to cut away the lies, to take away the clouds. And still you are so afraid. Oh, it hurts. Hurts for who? Only for your ego. Only for your lies. Sometimes the Enlightenment's effort is to shut the mouths of the world-famed ones. Hmm? The world-famed ones who think they are somebody who's famous, who's lost in their dreams. Then sometimes he has to be truthful, no? And truth is very painful. To shut their mouths, their big mouths. Crocodiles have very big mouth, no? Very hard sometimes. How you shut the mouth for a crocodile? Very hard. You have to have many different techniques. That's what this Zen master is saying. You have to be flexible. If you're really a master, you have to work on many different layers. It's all kinds of people. Some people come just pee, 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 very nice. Pussycat. Somewhere, hey. Crocodile. Wow. Dangerous. How can you close that mouth? The only way, you have to punch the eyes to shock it. That's the only thing that is sensitive. And that's how it is also. Some people, you have to almost hurt them so they wake up. Hmm? Sometimes their effect is to shut the mouths of the world-famed ones, hmm? The big mouths, the big egos. Sometimes it is if they simply follow the waves coming one after another. Sometimes it's very sweet. Just like an angel song, lullaby. One wave after the other. We can go on forever. That's how it is. That's how life is. What do you understand? The master, the enlightened one, has to see all these different sides. Because everybody is different. Yes, everybody is the same in the essence. But because you are so lost in your ideas about yourself and the world and reality, you think you are different. The work of the master is to get you back. And when you see you are part of everything and everyone, then you are at peace. Beloved Babaji, I feel sorry for myself since I realized how much I missed, out from receiving your help by not writing to you about what has been happening in my life, especially in my relationship. No, it's totally fine that you didn't write. Save me. If you feel, it's okay, you know. But I don't feel sorry about it. Because your relationship is pretty fucking messy. I see how past patterns of hiding because of shame, of fear of being told off, and of punishment came in between and blurred completely my view to the extent that I was facing everything alone, by myself, not even considering asking for your help. Yes, this is how the ego is functioning. Huh? So, if you are lost in hiding, in shame and fear, it is only one way, is to come out. And how many times have I told you that the first thing you need on this path is courage? The first thing. Otherwise nothing will happen. You need courage to come out. To come out from your lies, your ideas, your fear, your shame of hiding. But you see now it can take years because we have so much protection that the mind doesn't want you to realize it. The mind is very, very tricky to keep you in fear. That of fear of being told off and of punishment came in. Then you're functioning, you're still just like a little child. Like you've done something wrong. And remember, your parents, when you were a child, they were unconscious. They did their best, but they are unconscious. But that's how it is. And then you bring that into here. And you're functioning just like a little child. Then you want to be good, you want to be spiritual, you want to be meditative. But inside is just full of shame, fear. That's why you have to face your own fears or shame, or whatever it is. This is the only way. If you have an infection, you cannot just go on putting bandages on it. You just open it, have it one day in the sun, and it dries out. It's the only way. But this is exactly how our minds, how the ego works. Because fear of being told off and of punishment came in between. And who has been good at punishment? You, yourself. But the ego is such, you can even put that on the master. Maybe I get punished. If it's one thing you know, is to punish yourself. And then you stick to that, instead of having courage to face the new. And that's how we are. We hold on to the old, because that we know, even if it's suffering. And that's how many relationships, many marriages is also. Because at least you have that. all over the world you have abusive marriages, no? Even women coming back and they get beaten physically or psychologically, emotionally, they be misused, no? And they go on, they go on, they go on. Because at least they have somebody. You are so used to suffering, no? And hiding. And not standing up for yourself. Gather some courage. Be responsible for your own life. Freedom is so close, you won't even believe it. Just a little courage is needed. But this is, you have to see these patterns. And many times it takes years. I'm telling you the truth, I'm giving you the proof it's possible. But you have to walk. I'm trying to take away your ideas, your cloudy mind, your illusions, so you can see things as they are. And with your own intelligence, with your own understanding, you have to stand up and face whatever it is. You have to do it. I cannot do it for you. That I was facing everything alone. Yes, everybody has to face everything alone. But this is not your true self you're talking about. You're talking from the ego. And then it's, oh, me alone. I can never make it. No, the ego will never make it. And that's why you need help. Do you really think that your ego will make it? And that's how people are. They think that the ego will break out of the ego, be free from the ego. No way it will. It's so tricky. You need help. And that's where trust, understanding, meditation, where Master comes into the picture. Alone you will not make it. But the ego wants to make it because it wants to be safe. I can do it myself. Yes. Good luck. So sooner or later you have to come to that. Not even considering asking for your help. And maybe, to be more truthful, I wasn't asking for help because I didn't really want to hear the truth. No, you're coming closer. I didn't want to hear the truth. Because if I hear the truth, if I really accept the truth, I will be forced to change, because then the responsibility is mine. I cannot put it on the relationship, I cannot put it on somebody else, I cannot do anything. And that's why we go on living in lies. And maybe to be more truthful. Please be more truthful. Again, what is I'm saying from the first time you come here? Be truthful, no? Nothing will happen if you're not truthful. Wherever you are, you have to start where you are. That's another trick of the ego. You want to be very spiritual. You want to be very evolved. You don't want to look at your dark side, your fear, your shame, your jealousy, your anger, your judgment. No, you want to be very enlightened, spiritual. But you have to. Whatever is there, you have to face. And maybe, to be more truthful, I wasn't asking for help because I didn't really want to hear the truth and preferred to keep on going with my dream and suffering in what was one of my many abusive relationships. That is how it has been, yes. Thank God. Now you start seeing, because this is how it has been. And only when you are out of something, Can you see? You cannot see it if you're in it, because you are it. You can only see it when you're out of it. But the art of meditation and enlightenment is that you can see it when you're in it. You have a distance to it even when you are in it. Then you don't go into something that is stupid. You don't go into something that is harmful, because you can see. But ordinary, that's how you have to learn. You have to go through many abusive relationships. You have to go many fears, many pain, many dreams broken, because you want to hold on to those dreams. But dreams are dreams. What to do? And only when you realize that you have created it yourself because you wanted to hold on to the lies, to the dreams, only then can you become free. No, enough is enough now. So this is very good. That is how it has been. It means in the past. Okay, no, be conscious. Don't go back, please. Because that is also totally normal. People go back because they haven't seen. Then maybe another relationship, another woman, another man, another dream. Then I will be happy. Please, don't try to change the other. Change yourself. Just my suggestion. I don't know. Just the suggestion. If it feels, maybe, if you have resistance, then try to change the other. It's okay. Suffer. Have fight. Go on. I will tell you how you should be. You don't love me. You don't love me enough. Then your partner, ooh. So this you have to go, everybody has to go through. But most people, they don't go through, they are still in it. That is how it has been. Be very happy that that is how it has been. And be very careful now, don't create it again. No, I don't want to miss out anymore. May my heart be stronger than all the negative ideas I have about myself, and be always open to be receive. Yes, but remember, Asmita, the only way to receive, and this is something for everybody you should remember, is to get rid of all your ideas, your projections, your dreams. Otherwise, many people are in that boat. They want to receive. They want to get help. They are in a mess. And they ask me, can you please do something? No, your homework is to empty out all the garbage. How can the flowers come into your being if you are full of garbage? Impossible. Impossible. How would the queen or the king go to the garbage dump and have a meeting there? You have to clean yourself. You have to have a good shower, put on clean clothes, empty yourself of all the negative tendency, which means your whole past, your whole identity. Then only. Then that receptivity, it's already there. It's nothing you can do. It's nothing you can have like a bonus on top of all your garbage. And that's how the ego thinks. And many people, what can you do? Please help me. You have to become receptive. You have to become responsible. What are you doing? Why are you so closed? Why cannot you receive? because you're holding on to all the false things. You are already so full. Nothing can come in. Yes, something will always come in, because here, like Rumi said, if you leave this gathering without feeling anything, you must be made of stone. So something everybody will feel. But if you have unburdened yourself, then only you will really receive what I can give. And you not only receive, you will be flooded. And it comes spontaneous. It's not the doing. It's just an open heart. It has nothing to do with the mind. It has nothing to do with fear. It has nothing to do with your conditioning. It has nothing to do with your childhood. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just to be open, receptive, here and now. That is satsang. Deeply grateful for your loving support and your light, yours, Asmita. So these things can only come when they come. But whatever you have to deal with, realize you have created it. And if you have created, you can also uncreate. That's the good news. Listen to these words of Rumi. Lose yourself. Lose yourself in this love. When you lose yourself in this love, you will find everything. Lose yourself. Lose yourself. Do not fear this loss. For you will rise from the earth, and embrace the endless heavens. That is receptivity. That is being open. But that can only happen if you lose yourself, if you let go. Let go of everything. And everything will be given. Lose yourself. Lose yourself. Escape from this earthly form, from this body that is in chains. You are its prisoner. Smash through the prison walls and walk outside with the kings and queens. Lose yourself. Lose yourself. And that's the possibility for everybody. But you have to stand up for it. You have to come to that point that is enough and enough. Enough is enough. If you still hold on to some of your dreams, your projection, your hurt, your fears, it can't happen. Lose yourself. Smash through the prison walls and walk outside with the kings and queens. Come outside and play with those who are free. Don't suffer unnecessarily. Lose yourself at the foot of the glorious king. When you lose yourself before the king, you will become the king. You will become the master. Lose yourself. Lose yourself. Escape from that black cloud that surrounds you, that you live in. Only then will you see your own light. as radiant as the full moon. How beautiful is the full moon in the dark night, in a silent dark night, and the full moon. Can you find something more beautiful? Don't you focus on that light? Don't you focus on that moon? Don't be so stupid that you look into the darkness when the full moon is there. Be in awe of that beauty. Lose yourself. Lose yourself. Now enter that silence. This is the surest way to lose yourself. What is your life about anyway? Nothing but a struggle to be someone. Nothing but running around from your own silence, your own peace, your own inner self. Lose yourself. For the spiritual seeker, that is the longing. Not to get something, but to lose yourself. Lose yourself. And just be yourself. Be that peace that is already there. Why do you struggle? Why do you fight? Why do you look in the wrong direction? Lose yourself, let go, relax, be. It is already here. Aum Shanti.
Pardon, where there is doubt, faith.